This is part three of the podcast for Wednesday, November 21st, 2018, Critical Thinking. I was cut off just a moment ago talking about how Jordan Peterson was unfairly tarred as a Nazi and called all sorts of names for objecting to a new law that was proposed, which would ban misusing pronouns and had large fines and even jail time possible if you didn't use the right pronouns. And he objected to that. And because of that, he was called a hater and a Nazi, even though he had spent his career warning people about the dangers of movements like Nazism and even exploring the psychological mechanisms involved in mass movements which cause people to do horrific things. Another example is Brett Weinstein, who is a biology professor at Evergreen State University. They had this day of absence where people of color stayed home, and or I think they got out and did some activity together, but did not go on campus. And it's to make people mindful of their contributions, to notice their absence. It was a form of political protest, and Professor Weinstein was perfectly okay with that. But this year they decided to reverse it and have it be the day of absence is a day without white people. And so they sent out this email saying the day of absence meant white people don't come to campus. And he said, "No, I'm not going to participate in this. I'm going to hold class as usual, and I'm coming to campus. And this idea is racist. It's one thing to have people voluntarily not show up on campus. It's another thing to say that people of any race are not welcome." And so he showed up. He was screamed at, harassed by students, chased by angry mobs of students. There was another professor who was kept against her will, blockaded in by students who were shouting at her and screaming obscenities at her. She had to ask permission to go to the bathroom, and they gave her an escort. So you get this kind of mob behavior on the left, and so now, because of this, because of all the publicity that ensued, I think Evergreen has had its enrollment plummet. It's now suffering some serious financial problems. So he ended up he sued the university, ended up settling out of court. But he and his wife also were both forced out. And so you see this increasing intolerance for certain points of view, and mob behavior on the part of students, rioting, harassing people, vandalizing property, shouting down speakers invited to campus. And the idea is that certain points of view aren't welcome, and that rather than engaging in dialogue or debate or peaceful protest, you get attempts to sabotage, pull the fire alarm, shout the speaker down, prevent them from entering, assaulting people who are attending the talk, or attempts to assault the speaker, him or herself. I showed some of the disruptive behavior when Heather McDonald came to a college up in Washington. I think Lewis and Clark. So these things are happening in academia, and these aren't isolated incidences. I could point to numerous other cases at University of Missouri, just around the country, where you have a certain kind of liberal orthodoxy, and any dissenting view is considered by the administrators, by the faculty, and by the student body is not welcome and then there are efforts to try to block people from expressing themselves, from expressing a particular point of view about these hot button issues on campus. And I think it's troubling because, again, the university and the college should be a place for the marketplace of ideas. And if you squelch one side of the political debate and institutionally and by the faculty and administration and students, if you squelch minority views, you don't have a real exchange of ideas. You just have indoctrination and propaganda. So consider these things as you go through your education and see whether you have a real diversity of viewpoints or whether you're getting a sort of narrowly defined orthodoxy. And I'd like you to encourage you to think critically about the information you're getting from the administration's initiatives in your classes, including this one, and you know the views held by your fellow students, and to try to think critically and objectively about them as opposed to falling into a kind of a herd mentality where you just adopt the beliefs of all the people around you as gospel. All right, that's all we have time for today. We will finish talking about, what are we going to do? Actually, we will start on a new topic on Monday. We will be discussing thinking critically about the news and politics. And then on Wednesday, talking about thinking critically about government. And that will be week 10 and our class. So see you then.